Today's theme is about water. The first reading, the people asked Moses for water because they were in the desert. They have no water. And Moses made a miracle with his stick. Hits on the rock and the water comes out. This is the people asked Moses for water. And the gospel, it's Jesus himself asked water from a Samaritan woman. So interesting, eh? But it's different way. Jesus give this woman a new sight on life. Man lives with true water, the running water. That means the Holy Spirit. Of course, Jesus didn't explain all things at one time, but he says the same meaning. Those who drink this living water will continue to have an everlasting life. That means to say, this life is Jesus Christ himself. It's symbolic. But you remember on the cross, he was dying on the cross. It seems after his death, a soldier pierced his side. And the gospel says, blood and water coming out from his side. And that the water means Jesus gave his life so that we can have true life. Water, a symbol of tears. Conversion. Water, a symbol of cleanliness. This means all our sin, our original sin, and cleansed by the death of Christ. Through his death, we have life. And this means this running water means this water has given us life. When we say we we live this life means we have to live like running water, always refreshed in His body and blood. That's why every Sunday when you come to Mass, we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, so that we can have life. So that you can, what St. Paul says today is not I live, but Christ lives in me. Also, Jesus gave us His word through the Gospel, for the Bible. We know what's the word of God. So all the word of God is not just for reading. The word of God is to keep in our hearts. You don't have to memorize all the verses. You don't need. But remember, keep them in your mind, in your heart. When time comes, the Holy Spirit will bring you the light. So, it's a very precious moment. Every Mass, listen to His word and receive His body and blood. Although today we just only one speech, but we give only the body, we don't give the two speeches. But the same. The life of Christ is always life, a running water, a living water. When you receive His life, be refreshed by His Spirit. Keep Him in your heart also. Don't just receive it and then do other things. Don't do that. You heard the heart of Jesus. Jesus yearning to come to us. That's why He established the sacrament of Eucharist, so that we can be close to Him. As a matter of fact, He wants to be close to us. He's standing always at our door. At times He's knocking at our door. But we need to open for Him to come in. Even when He comes in, serve Him with attention. Whenever afterwards, after the Holy Spirit of communion, don't just go away. Stay in place. Silence. Only in silence we can hear the word of God. We can feel the presence of Christ. So learn from today's gospel also a way of prayer. Jesus asked one thing, the woman asked another thing, and this other one thing. This is a kind of dialogue. This is prayer. If you just say what you say and then don't listen, it's not prayer. Or you just listen and you talk, you don't ask, you don't say anything, it's not prayer. Prayer is dialogue. So today we have two things we have to learn. Prayer and life. Life in the Spirit. Life with fresh water, running water. Always joyful, always hopeful, and always believing, because Christ is with us through the Blessed Sacrament, through the Word of God. So we thank the Lord for all these gifts. Keep them. It's very treasured. Today is the second reading from Romans. It's 500 years ago. Martin Luther, he was a priest, but he was scrupulous. He don't know how can we be saved. And by reading this gospel, he's reading from Romans, and he say, okay, I find my salvation in Christ only. I have my salvation. It's not that we don't have to do any good works, but for him, overcome his scrupulosity, because he now certain that he is saved because Christ lives in us. Christ makes us a new creature, always new, always fresh, night running water.